I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Algeria appears to be engaging in a cold war with its Christians. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman tells us it could be connected to the upcoming presidential election, noting that the government wants something that will unite the country behind a common vision.
The president even publicly said in speeches and statements that what they are looking for to unite the vision, to unite the country, is Sunni Islam. So everything that undermines that narrative of Algeria as a country that is unified by adherence to Sunni Islam is considered as a security issue.
So what does this mean for Christians? More red tape, more church closures, seizures, and arrests. Hoffman urges us to be praying that their faith stays strong in the days ahead. And did you know that E3 partner trips can include children's ministry? This is most apparent during E3's Tanzania trips. E3's Jeff Johnston says,
there's a large population of albino children in Tanzania, and they kind of have two really hard things to overcome. One of those things is just the fact that they don't have any pigment in their skin, which makes them really susceptible to skin cancer. And the fact that they're outside a lot of the time, too, just exacerbates that. And the other thing is that there's a lot of witch doctors in Tanzania that just try to curse all of them.
When E3 visits, tripgoers tangibly show these kids Christ's love. So pray for God's word to impact the hearts of these children. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.